Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Pro Rodeo Hall of Famer Charlie Sampson made history in 1982 by becoming the first African-American cowboy to win a world championship in professional rodeo. Over 40 years later, the Charlie Sampson Rodeo takes place this coming Saturday, June 28th, at George Ingalls Equestrian Center in Norco. Here to tell us more is Charlie Sampson himself. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me, Pepper. What a nice studio you got here.
Thank you. Start by telling us about your background.
Well, you know, I'm from Southern California. I'm from Los Angeles area, and I became a cowboy or a horse person in 1968. Well, I keep saying horse person, but I started out riding ponies on a Cub Scout field trip. And luckily, the stables or the riding facility was right down the street from my house. And I would venture down there in the summer, end up getting a job, mucking out the corrals and feeding and watering the ponies. And my reward was able to ride the ponies.
And how did you go from riding ponies to riding bulls?
Oh, well, obviously that was a big step. Like I said, it all started out with the ponies and the stables I worked at. The cowboys from Texas and Oklahoma, you know, a little bit of everywhere was in that environment. And I always said, what happened? Did I latch on to them or did they latch on to me? So it was a combination of both. They saw an enthusiastic kid like myself just wanting to, you know, be around the animals, be around the cowboys, and they put me to work. You know, I cleaned out more corrals as a kid, and the only reward I got was riding the raunchy ponies that, you know, that was ornery. So that started out, and they saw that, you know, hey, let me show you how to rope. So I put a rope in my hand. They taught me how to team rope. Next thing you know, I was roping, you know, fake steers, dummy, steer head. Then on Wednesdays, we would go out to Long Beach Arena. There was a sheriff posse had a mounted arena there. And we go out there and rope on the weekends. We go to El Monte and rope. So throughout Southern California, we came to Riverside to rope. We came to Norco to rope. I mean, Fontana, Chino. You know, Southern California is very popular for roping arenas back in the day I was growing up. So that's how I became a roper after working the roping arenas. You know, the steers have protection on their head called steer wraps. So you put those on the steer head. Then after the roping is over with, we would take the wraps off the steer head. Well, I was just, like I said, I'm a city kid. But the kids that worked at the roping arena, they would take the wraps off the steer head. And for some reason or another, they would jump on the steers and ride them. Well, the guys I worked for saw that. And, well, I bet I, boy, can do that too. So, you know, me, Pee-wee, go get Pee-wee. And I was on selling the horses, and they sermoned me. So I'm like, what you want? I want you to ride one of those steers. And I'm like, well, I ain't getting no steer. You know, those things got horns, and, you know, they might run me over. And so whatever happened, I rode the steer. And next thing I know, I was probably 12, 13. The next thing I know, riding steers somewhat successful, and the cowboys took me to Oklahoma when I was 15. Entered me in a rodeo, my first bull, and that's how it somewhat got started. But the next year I turned 16, and the cowboys entered me in a rodeo in El Cajon. So I got on my bull there, and I rode that bull. The next week, I go to Escondido. I ride my bull there, all excited. You know, everybody like, oh, Pee-wee, and they call me Pee-wee. Pee-wee, man, he's riding these bulls. You guys need to come watch him. Well, there's a rodeo in Norco, and like I said, the George Ingram Arena, whatever name it was called back then. This is 1974. So they enter me into bull riding, and I'm all excited. You know, I think I can ride. You know, I think I'm a bull rider. And all my fans and my friends and family there watching me. And this bull took three jumps, and I was off. I'm like, what the world just happened? So that was my beginning.
Now, you went on to win the PRCA World Championship. Tell us about that.
Well, anybody know that's to be a champion before that, Miss Pepper, there's a lot of breaks in between. I mean, broken leg, broken, wrist. So there's a lot of injury before the championship. So I started riding bulls in 74. I was able to go to college in Arizona in 76, and I turned pro in 78. And there it was, bull stepped on my chest, broke my sternum, and, broke some ribs, punctured lung. I'm out. I'm out for a season. Next season I come back, I'm riding pretty good. Bull step on my leg, break my femur. I'm out for another year. Then the next year, 81, I qualified for my first national finals rodeo. It was in Oklahoma back then. Then 82, obviously I set a lot of goals during high school and college. In 82, I ended up being the number one bull rider in Professional Rodeo Association. And that was it. I became a champion, man. What a great goal.
A lot of people who aren't from California are really surprised at the number of rodeos we have in the state. And you mentioned that you've ridden in a whole bunch of different cities in California. Can you speak to rodeo culture in California?
Well, obviously I can, because growing up in the city of Los Angeles, I grew up in an area where you wouldn't think cowboys would come from. But luckily for me, that area gave me an opportunity to. And plus the people there, the cowboys there from Oklahoma, that's what they came to California for, the rodeo. And so once I started traveling with the guys, we would go to Ventura, Santa Barbara, Torrance, Long Beach, the L.A. City Coliseum, the L.A. City Sports Arena, the Farm in Inglewood, Baldwin Park. People's like, where's all those rodeos at? I said, well, growing up in the 70s and the 80s, there was a rodeo like on every corner. San Bernardino, like I said, Norco, Riverside, Ranchero, Costa Mesa, Fontana, El Toro, Del Mar, growing up in Southern California, and I start traveling, they're like, how'd you become a cowboy being from Los Angeles? I said, in a 50-mile radius, there was more rodeo for us as a cowboy to participate in, just like being in Texas or Oklahoma, Montana. And I say just about every week I was traveling to a rodeo.
Now, you've made the transition from riding in rodeos to running a rodeo. What made you want to bring your first annual rodeo to Norco?
Well, that's a good question to try to answer it well. The history of the sport is when you get done, you got to do something. So I was too scared to be a bullfighter. And I don't know, I guess those announcers, they got a wit. So I couldn't announce. But I enjoy teaching up-and-coming bull riders. I teach horsemanship. But more importantly, this, I ain't going to say a sad note, but on a good note, I was trained by some great cowboys and cowgirls. Unfortunately, they passed away. So I'm honoring the cowboys. A lot of folks that's from this area know some of these cowboys. Jim Brown, Earl Brown, the Brown brothers from Norco, great cowboys. Lee McLean, Gene Smith, great cowboys from my area that participated in the rodeos. Sharon Braxton, a trick rider, she did that around Southern California. So I'm honoring a lot of my fallen, compadres, and I'm just trying to recognize them. I've been recognized as a, world champion bull rider. And they were there to support me, but unfortunately, they're not here now. But I want to honor them. And more importantly, what an opportunity to get involved in this Norco Rodeo Arena. What a beautiful facility. You know, what a beautiful, you know, horse town, USA, Norco, California, right outside of Riverside, right outside of L.A. So, you know, I want my fans to come out and meet and greet me and come enjoy, the, you know, an afternoon of rodeo. And you got bull riding, team roping, steer wrestling. You got the ladies breakaway, which is really popular. And little of this known, I ran barrels as a kid. And so I'm not going to run barrels this week, but we're going to have junior barrels. We're going to have junior bull riding, open barrels, open bull riding. We got the world's famous Norco drill team that's going to participate. Buffalo Soldiers going to participate. The world-renowned Rihanna Ranch Cowboy Trick Riding Group out of Woodlake, California. They're coming down. So we got a variety of great stars of athletes and entertainers that's coming.
The Charlie Sampson Rodeo takes place this Saturday, June 28th, at George Ingalls Equestrian Center in Norco. What do we need to know in terms of logistics about the rodeo? What time does it start? What's parking like? All of that.
Well, the parking is free with your ticket. That's one good thing. We want people to come early. The gates open at 3. We got great vendors there. They have food. We have Western items. You know, a lot of collectible stuff from the vendors is going to be there. We got pony rides. They're free. You know, that's how I got started. You know, it cost a quarter back in my day. But I got a friend, DeHashage, bringing his pony rings for the kids. We got mutton busting. You know, you probably have to go to, what's the name of that site, to order your tickets. But, you know, we want you to order tickets from Saddlebook. Saddlebook, they'll, and is it right? I'm trying to see where you order the tickets.
Eventbrite.
Thank you. I'm so used to getting my tickets free, but tickets are reasonable price. You know, we're not trying to gouge anybody for tickets, but come early. The show starts at 6. You know, we're going to have a lot of fun. I don't want to say we're going to have boots on the ground, but we're going to invite at least 100 people. You know, get a ticket, come early. We're going to give out 100 tickets. And if you want to get your boots dirty, then we're going to allow you in the arena to do that famous boots on the ground dance. That's going to be a lot of fun.
What is One Jump at a Time?
One Jump at a Time, Ms. Pepper, is my mentoring program. So I try to mentor any up-and-coming cowboy, cowgirl about life in general. That means coming from L.A., one jump, I had to be involved in something. I was involved in the Cub Scout. The next jump, it took me to a riding facility. The next jump, I had to seek it out and find out, you know, is this something that I want to do? So I try to inform anybody, you can be whatever you want if you just take the effort and time and just do it one jump at a time, because, you know, nothing's going to be given to you overnight. And it took me one jump at a time to become a world's champion bull rider.
And tell us about the pre-rodeo dance at the Epic Center in Rancho Cucamonga.
Well, my cowgirl crew, which is my partner, they're exciting people. Michelle and Alex, they're very excited about the Epic Center. It's a vendor, I guess, where you can go, you know, and dance, so, and have food. So they met them, and they were very enthused about, hey, let's have a pre-Charlie Sampson rodeo, and the fans can come there and meet me, get an autographed picture, and hopefully somebody, you know, forgive me if you want me to dance with you, because I don't know if I got two left feet or two right feet. I just know they don't go at the same time.
Now, does that take place the day of the rodeo or the night before?
That's Friday night. So that's Friday night, the 27th, at the Epic Bar in Cucamonga. Then the rodeo is Saturday at 6 o'clock. So, yeah, there's two different events, but both of them are, you know, for the rodeo to meet the fans and get everybody all excited about the event the night before.
And then shout out some of your sponsors.
Oh, man, we got great sponsors. Obviously, you know, Wrangler's been sponsoring me for years. So they dress me up, make me look good. We have, I want to say, Corral. They built panels. We got them. Gist Buckles is great buckle makers. They're out of Northern California. They make all the great buckles for the winners. They're some of our sponsors. Man, you got so many sponsors. I don't see them in front of me. It's a shame. I can't say them all. But we got Gist. We got Wrangler. We got the Corral people. We have, well, Charlie Sampson, One Jump at a Time, they're a sponsor. So we have great sponsors coming.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Participating in our show.
Again, the Charlie Sampson Rodeo takes place this coming Saturday, June 28th at George Ingalls Equestrian Center in Norco. Tickets are on sale at Eventbrite, and we also have a link on the events page at kfrog.com. Anything else you think we should know?
I just come early and just have a great time. You know, I know it's going to be a lot of people that haven't seen me in years. It'd be great to see you and the new fans, you know, that don't know me. You can always go to charliesampson.com and look me up or Google me. And, you know, I've been in this business, or I've been involved in this sport all my life. And I can almost say, I can't say 60 years, but I'm right at almost 60 years.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today. And we are looking forward to the Charlie Sampson Rodeo this Saturday.
Yes, ma'am. You betcha.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.